Some raucous moments. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In President Biden's State of the Union message, Republicans speaking up about the border when the president mentioned the dramatic increase in fentanyl deaths.
Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year. You got it.
A similar reaction when the president suggested some in the GOP want to cut Social Security and Medicare, something which Republican leadership has vehemently denied. The president called for Republicans to work with him on economic recovery and said, despite the pandemic and economic woes, America is unbowed and unbroken. Arkansas's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, very critical of the president and the GOP's response to the speech.
Being a mom to three young children taught me not to believe every story I hear. So forgive me for not believing much of anything I heard tonight from President Biden.
She blamed the Democrats for what she called trillions in reckless spending and mountains of debt. No mention in the president's speech of the Chinese spy balloon, the Pentagon now scrambling to explain why they didn't sound the alarm about earlier flights.
Based on multiple conversations that I've had in recent days, I've learned that past incursions by suspected Chinese spy balloons were brief. The spy balloons did not loiter when they entered U.S. airspace near Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and Guam. The incidents were logged by the military, but those reports, of which there are sometimes hundreds each day, may not have been flagged for senior officials in this administration or the last until recently. U.S. defense officials tell me the Pentagon began examining them more seriously in the past 4 months after a Chinese spy balloon crashed into the ocean near Hawaii.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The Navy continues to pick pieces of the Chinese spy balloon from the floor of the Atlantic. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In Turkey, rescuers have pulled a three-year-old boy alive from the rubble of a collapsed building. But such stories are becoming fewer 2 days since the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Rescuers getting desperate.
They need oil, they need gas, they need electricity, they need heat, they need it all. They're getting help from the Turkish government, which has declared a state of emergency for the next 3 months for this area, and from the world. 70 different countries sending rescue workers here, including the United States.
Fox's Greg Palcott in southern Turkey reports more than 7,700 people have been killed. The Church of England is reportedly considering changes to remove any references to God's gender from the liturgy. The London Telegraph reports a liturgical commission is suggesting dropping the words he and him in referring to God, and doing away with the phrase Our Father from the beginning of the Lord's Prayer. The House Oversight Committee, interviewing members of the U.S. Border Patrol in a hearing Tuesday, heard from John Modlin, the agent in charge of the Tucson sector, who described cartel tactics.
Task saturation is a term we use to describe a tactic where smuggling organizations split large groups of migrants into many smaller groups. These small groups are then directed to illegally cross the border all at once and at different locations, effectively saturating the area with migrants and exhausting our response capability.
Committee Chair James Comer said the state of the border is in crisis. In sports, the NBA has a new all-time leading scorer.
LeBron James has shot at history.
The call on TNT as James surpassed the old scoring mark, which had been held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The Lakers lost to the Thunder, by the way, 133-130. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.